Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Public opinion in Europe needs to take a new look. The European Union's office evaluating genetically modified foods is now saying that GM foods may be even safer than regular food. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The farm bill debate becomes more interesting and confusing with each passing day. The House, with surprising speed and efficiency, passed a very generous farm bill. But suddenly, Ag Secretary Ann Veneman and Budget Director Mitch Daniels objected. They didn't like the bill. A 10-year bill is too long. It costs too much. It's not going to fit within the rules of the World Trade Organization. House Ag Committee Chairman Larry Combes said, "Well, now you complain. Where were you when we were writing the bill?" In an interview conducted by Jim Wiesmeyer with Mitch Daniels, the administration seems to be providing some assurance that the money will still be there next year if the Congress would only wait and spend more time working on a bill. In the meantime, Senator Lugar, ranking Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, has floated out his bill. It's different, but not one that I find very appealing, although the Bush administration is giving it a favorable nod. You see, creating a new program of farm revenue insurance sounds like a bad idea to me. Federal crop insurance is already a disaster and always has been. The Conservation Reserve would bump up to 40 million acres. But I think we already have enough acres in the reserve now. And the next complication is, what will the Senate Ag Committee Chairman Tom Harkin come up with? Will he want to pass a bill this year? How much time is left? With the war in Afghanistan and anthrax here at home, do we have the time or the desire to debate farm policy? I don't think so. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.